In Havana this week, two religious communities are celebrating the holiday season, but they are reacting differently to news of warming relations between the United States and Cuba. Cuba's tiny Jewish community has embraced the news, especially with the release of contractor Alan Gross. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, some Catholic worshippers are upset with President Obama's overtures to Cuba's communist government.
Feliz Hanukkah.
Their numbers may be small, but for members of Temple Beth Shalom in Havana, size doesn't matter. On Sunday night, a couple hundred people filled the temple sanctuary to light six Hanukkah candles, watch teens put on a play, and clap to a group of toddlers dancing to the holiday classic Eight Little Candles, sung in Ladino. Temple members say they're thrilled that both Presidents Obama and Castro agreed to warm relations between the two countries. And, says David Prinstein Señorens, the temple's vice president, the release of Alan Gross adds to the holiday's celebration. Gross was sentenced to 15 years in prison for bringing in banned satellite and internet equipment. Access to the internet is closely controlled on the island.
Y creo que Hanukkah hizo un milagro, una vez más.
It seems as if there was another Hanukkah miracle, says Prinstein, who visited Gross many times during his 5 years locked up in a Cuban military hospital. Adela Dworin, president of the temple, says the Jewish community was never involved in importing sophisticated equipment.
Sería tonto para una comunidad tan pequeña.
It would have been stupid for such a small group to take part in a legal act, she says. Dworin says she and the community helped Gross because he was a fellow Jew. She points to the few antiquated computer terminals in the temple's library where we're talking.
No hacía falta, realmente no hacía falta.
We don't need it. In reality, we have all we need, says Dworin. We can get on the internet here. It's slow, she adds, but we get by with what we have. While the Jews celebrated the news of improved relations between the U.S. and Cuba, across town earlier in the day, the mood was much different outside St. Rita's Catholic Church. That's where the strident dissident group Women in White meet every Sunday after morning mass. Lázara Bárbara Cedinha Recalde says the group feels betrayed by President Barack Obama. She says by warming relations with Raúl Castro, Obama gave the repressive regime much-needed oxygen.
Fortalecer el grupo represivo en contra de nosotros.
It just strengthens the regime so they can repress us more, she says. After mass, the group of 70 women all dressed in white and carrying a plastic pink gladiola walked silently down a main thoroughfare of Havana. At the end, they stood in front of the large white church and chanted,
Libertad! Libertad! Libertad!
Freedom! Freedom! They called out. They say no changes will come to Cuba as long as Raúl Castro is in power, and they say he can't be trusted. According to the White House, Castro was to release 53 political prisoners from Cuban jails. The women and other human rights activists say none have been released so far. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.